When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Now me, I'm big on quarterback bets. So Patrick Mahomes, I'm all in on a whole bunch of different bets with him. Brock Purdy, I'm all in on a whole bunch of different bets with him. And if there's any Taylor Swift bets that are available, I'm all in on them as well. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code MANIX. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code MANIX. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is Boxing with Chris Mannix.
Oh, somebody punch him in the face.
Anthony Joshua is a composed and ferocious finisher. Watch this.
Andy Ruiz is the heavyweight champion.
Hosted by SI's Chris Mannix.
That was my moment.
Now with interviews, analysis, and everything going on in the world of boxing.
When you have talent, you are given another chance.
Here's Chris Mannix.
Welcome to Boxing with Chris Mannix, part of the Volume Sports Podcast Network. Want to jump on the feed here on, what is it, Friday evening, East Coast time, to talk about what we've seen in boxing over the last 24 hours. Some developments in boxing over the last 24 hours. Didn't plan on doing a second pod this week. Did one earlier in the week. Keith Idek from Boxing Scene joined me. Teofimo Lopez, he joined me. But I was... my next planned podcast was early in next week, but there's just too much to talk about right now. So I want to jump on the feed and discuss a couple of things. First thing is what we saw in the Teofimo Lopez-Jermaine Ortiz fight Thursday night. If you missed it, Teofimo Lopez won a decision over Jermaine Ortiz. This was a... well, it was a terrible fight. I was trying to find a softer way to put it, but it was a really bad fight. Jermaine Ortiz came in with a game plan that was not dissimilar than the game plan we saw Sandor Martin employ in his fight against Lopez. Sandor Martin didn't win that fight, but he came really close. A lot of people thought he won. Jermaine Ortiz did a lot of the same things. He moved, he relied on his jab, and he counted on Teofimo's inability to cut the ring off. And that game plan was largely successful. I thought Jermaine Ortiz squeezed out a close decision. Two judges gave it 115-113 for Teofimo, which was fine. I thought that was well within that margin of error for judging. One judge, Steve Weisfeld, who, if you've listened to this podcast or listened to me on DAZN, you know I have a lot of respect for Steve Weisfeld. I did a magazine story on judging using Steve Weisfeld as kind of the gold standard of judging. But Steve Weisfeld, in my opinion, had a bad night. He scored that fight 117-111 in favor of Teofimo. And look, I understand Teofimo was the aggressor throughout this fight. Jermaine Ortiz was the reason that the crowd inside Mandalay Bay was booing as often as they were. But you can't convince me that Teofimo Lopez won 9 rounds of that fight. I just don't believe it. I mean, the punch stats were bad. I think Jermaine Ortiz outlanded Teofimo by maybe 1 or 2 shots, according to CompuBox. Ortiz threw more punches, but neither of these guys had an accuracy level above 21%. So it was a brutal fight and a tough fight to score. But giving 9 rounds to Teofimo, to me, it's just rewarding aggression. And that's not the name of the game in boxing. There's a lot of things that go into a fighter winning rounds. There's ring generalship. There's, scoring points, frankly. I mean, I thought Teofimo wound up and threw some bigger punches, but, you know, in a lot of these rounds, it was Ortiz landing what I thought were the cleaner shots, even if there weren't a ton of them being landed in that fight. So the scoring was questionable, especially that 117-111 scorecard. But my bigger takeaway was that this was now a third fight in Teofimo's recent history where a fighter has either beaten him or nearly beaten him simply by exposing some weaknesses in Teofimo's game. You go back to 2020, George Kambosos, how he fought Teofimo Lopez. 21, I guess that was. George Kambosos facing Teofimo Lopez, theater at Madison Square Garden. George Kambosos outboxes Teofimo in that fight. Yeah, he landed that first round knockdown, but he won that fight by being the savvier boxer on that night. Fast forward to the Sandor Martin fight. Look, Sandor Martin is as difficult a fighter to face as you're going to find. He's slippery. He's tough to hit. He sticks and moves. We saw what he did against Mikey Garcia. That turned out to be Mikey Garcia's last fight. Sandor Martin is a tough guy to fight, but Teofimo could not track him down. He could not cut the ring off, and that inability was exposed on that night. That inability was once again exposed against Jermaine Ortiz. I mean, look, Jermaine Ortiz, give him credit, had a great game plan. I mean, his game plan was throw punches, then move to the right, move away from Teofimo Lopez's power hand. Accomplished boxers, whether they're Terrence Crawford or Canelo Alvarez, they know how to counteract that. You know, they know what to do when a fighter moves in that way. Teofimo didn't look like he had any idea what to do. He didn't know how to cut the ring off in that moment. You couple that with a non-existent jab, and you're giving Jermaine Ortiz all he needs to pull off an upset win. And, you know, I'm not going to quibble with the decision. Two judges had it 15-13. I was fine with that. Even if that other scorecard had gone Jermaine Ortiz's way, it still would have been Teofimo by decision. That's fine. What I took away, though, was as the competition ramps up and as the competition starts to include great boxers with diverse skill sets, Teofimo's going to have a lot of problems with them. Look, he's determined for some reason to fight Terrence Crawford. Now, that's not going to happen for many reasons, but he wants to fight Terrence Crawford. That is not a competitive fight. Not only is Crawford bigger and stronger, but Crawford is exponentially more skilled. And the kind of things that Jermaine Ortiz was able to do to Teofimo, Crawford can do them 10 times over. And Crawford would be the guy hunting Teofimo on that night. I mean, that's a bad matchup for Teofimo Lopez. But even some of the guys at 140, I mean, Devin Haney, We'll talk about him in a minute because he's got a big fight now coming up. But if you told me Devin Haney and Teofimo Lopez were going to fight in, say, June, I'd bet every nickel I had on Devin Haney, because Devin Haney is an incredibly gifted boxer who comes into the ring with incredible game plans. He's not a traditional runner. Like, you can call what Jermaine did running. You can call what Sandra Martin did running. But Devin is incredibly hard to hit. And after watching Teofimo against fighters like Martin and against fighters like Ortiz, you're not going to be able to convince me that he can catch up to, you know, a guy like Devin Haney and track him down and land those big shots. To me, a fight between Teofimo Lopez and Devin Haney right now would look a lot like the fight that Devin Haney fought against Regis Progre, where Devin took away his best weapon and just outboxed him the entire night. So Teofimo's going to have to go back to the drawing board here. And look, I mean, a lot of people in the past have suggested, you know, finding a new trainer. There have been calls for that for a couple of years now. Teofimo has been resistant to that. In fact, he takes a lot of pride in, you know, sticking with his father as his trainer. And look, there's reason to. You know, you go back to 2020, Teofimo was the Boxing Writers Fighter of the Year. Just last year, he wins a big fight at 140 against Josh Taylor. You have to give Teofimo Sr. a lot of credit for that. But there is a weakness in Teofimo Lopez's game that needs to be addressed, whether it's bringing in more voices to his training camp, which I think is the bare minimum you have to do. I mean, one thing I like a lot about Devin Haney is that Bill Haney, his father, is confident enough in his relationship that he's willing, if not eager, to bring in other trainers to work with Devin. I mean, recently, Ben Davison was brought in to Devin's camp. Ben Davison is still advising, you know, Devin Haney to this day. I mean, he's just looking for the best information out there. And if Teofimo wants to be on that pound-for-pound level, he's got to do the same, because anyone that fights him is going to try to do exactly what Martin and exactly what Ortiz did to him. Make him move, make him chase you, make him miss, and then hit him and get out. It's a strategy that hasn't worked, you know, with 100% accuracy, but it's a better way to win than standing in the pocket and slugging it out with him, you know, as some fighters in the past have tried to do. So I think Teofimo's got to go back to the drawing board a little bit and address that hole in his game, because if he starts hunting these big name guys, whether it's Haney, Crawford, you know, Subriel Matias, I don't think Matias is going to fight Teofimo anytime soon. I think Matias has got another plan for 2024. But some of these other guys at 140, these name guys, he's going to have trouble with. He just is, because, you know, what I saw from Jermaine Ortiz is a problem that needs to be fixed within Teofimo's camp. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Now, I'm supposed to talk here about what I remember and what I loved about my first car. And that's easy for me to do because I still have my first car. And as long as it keeps running, and so far so good, I intend to have that car probably until the day I die. That's how much I love that car. It is like a child to me. Now, it does require some upkeep, and that's why I'm grateful for a place like eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other big news on Friday was the revealing that Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney are going to fight. Yes, both men put on social media that April 20th will be the fight date. Presumably, that is a DAZN pay-per-view show. I'm really excited about this fight. Really excited about this fight. And I got to give both these guys an enormous amount of credit for making this fight happen. Both these guys, over the last year or so, have proven that not only do they talk the talk, but they walk the walk too. You look at the last three opponents for both men. For Ryan Garcia, it was Tank Davis, it was Oscar Duarte, and now it's Devin Haney. For Devin Haney, it was Vasily Lomachenko, it was Regis Progre, it was now Ryan Garcia. So, and look, the Duarte fight was a comeback fight for Ryan Garcia as he was making his way up in weight, and that was widely perceived, and it turned out to be the case in the ring, as a tougher-than-expected comeback fight for a fighter coming off the loss like Ryan Garcia was. These guys just want these big fights, and these guys are doing whatever they can to make these fights. Look, both these guys could have gone in different directions. Like, Ryan Garcia, I know, look, he was chasing the Rolly Romero fight. He wanted the Rolly Romero fight for a couple of reasons, and I actually agreed with Ryan's approach. I mean, I thought it would have been the smartest, most lucrative play to fight Rolly, beat Rolly, and then get Rolly's version of the 140-pound title and then go into a fight against Devin Haney. But once that fight fell apart, the fact that Ryan quickly pivoted and said, I want to fight Devin Haney, who is at this point more accomplished than Ryan Garcia, the fact that he did that, he deserves a lot of credit for doing that. And Devin Haney, look, every move Devin and Bill Haney have made since they, you know, kind of took the reins of their career, of Devin's career, has been the right one. I mean, going promoterless, at least for the major promoter for a while, signing a deal with Showtime without having a major promoter behind them, getting Devin some big fights and some good exposure, signing a short-term deal with Matchroom that enabled Devin to get a version of the 135-pound title, signing a co-promotional deal with Top Rank and Lou DiBella, which enabled Devin to fight both Kambosos fights over in Australia and that fight against Lomachenko. He's done everything right, you know, with his career. And he has consistently said, I'm looking for the biggest and best fights, and he has made the biggest and best fights. I have no doubt that if you know, a Tank Davis fight was available to Devin Haney, he would take it. But this fight against Ryan Garcia was there. The money was on the table. He didn't seemingly hold out for every last dollar, you know, things that sometimes happen when fights fall apart. And he made the fight happen. And now he's going to be in yet another big fight. I don't have any information yet on where this fight's going to be. I'm going to assume it's in Las Vegas, but wherever it is in Las Vegas, Haney Garcia sells out, whether it's the T-Mobile Arena, MGM Grand, Mandalay Bay, wherever they decide to put it, this fight is going to sell out. Maybe it goes to New York, though I think Vegas is probably more likely at this point. But either way, it is a big fight. It is a sellout. And it's a great fight for both these guys. It's just one of the best fights you can make right now in the 140-pound division. So I'm happy this fight got made. Thrilled this fight got made. It is a major fight that, to the winner, is really going to propel them to another level. I mean, the early suggestions, Devin will probably outbox him, and I can see that. Look, Ryan won his fight by knockout against Oscar Duarte, but did struggle during that fight, did that whole shoulder roll middle rounds of that fight. Nobody really understood that. But remember this. This will be the seventh time these two guys have shared the ring. They're 3-3 in the amateur ranks, according to both these guys. And they are very familiar with how each other fights. So I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park for Devin Haney. And if we've learned anything from Ryan Garcia, it's that all he needs is one shot. All he needs is one big punch. And look, Devin's going to do everything he can to take that big shot away from him. He's highly skilled in that respect. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a great fight. We'll talk more about this on next week's pod. I just want to weigh in with my thoughts on that, on Teofimo Lopez, on what's been a very interesting Thursday night, Friday morning in the sport of boxing. So we'll get into all that and more on the show next week.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.